The United Nations chose World Humanitarian Day, which falls on August 19th, today, to release a statistic that deserves far more prominent coverage than it's receiving. Attacks on humanitarian aid workers reached 907 incidents in 2025, a record. To put that in concrete terms, that's more than 2.5 attacks per day, every day of the year, on people whose entire purpose is to deliver food, medicine, and protection to civilians caught in conflict zones.
The UN's specific warning about armed drones driving this surge is significant. The traditional protection model for aid workers relied on a combination of recognized neutrality, the Red Cross, Red Crescent, and similar emblems, and the practical reality that aid organizations weren't militarily threatening to anyone. Armed drones change that calculus in a specific way. They enable attacks from a distance, by operators who may not be able to positively identify a target, in environments where non-state armed groups operate with no formal accountability structure.
There's a legal framework, international humanitarian law, specifically the Geneva Conventions and their additional protocols, that is supposed to protect humanitarian workers in conflict zones. The problem is enforcement. When non-state armed groups, which are responsible for a substantial portion of these 907 incidents, conduct attacks, there's no state to hold accountable through diplomatic pressure or international legal mechanisms. The individuals committing these acts face essentially zero legal consequence in most cases.
The operational impact is cascading. When aid organizations experience attacks at this rate, they respond by reducing staff in the most dangerous areas, implementing security protocols that slow delivery, and in some cases withdrawing entirely from certain conflict zones. The populations that most need assistance, those in the most active conflict areas, are the ones who lose access. It's a compounding harm. The more dangerous it becomes to deliver aid, the less aid reaches the people in the most danger.
The drone dimension also has a policy implication for the countries supplying drone technology to non-state actors. When commercial drone technology, or military drone technology, that proliferates through black and gray markets, ends up being used to attack hospitals and food distribution convoys, there's an argument for export control regimes that specifically address this category of harm. Currently, international drone export controls are primarily focused on the military-to-military transfer of high-capability systems, not the smaller commercial and semi-military drones that are driving this surge.
Context on where these 907 incidents are concentrated would help listeners understand the geography of this crisis. The highest risk environments are in Sudan, Gaza, the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, Haiti, and parts of the Sahel region. These aren't random, they're all areas where state authority has collapsed or is severely contested, where multiple armed factions operate simultaneously, and where the lines between civilian and combatant have been deliberately blurred by parties to the conflict.